Okay, today's daf is Kedushin Daf and Gimel. Yesterday, the Gemara, quoted the Mishnah said, the marriage with Karbanis, Makadish Bechelko, Beim Kachim Kachim, Beim Kachim Kalam, the Mishnah discussed, what's the halacha if you get married with Hektish? What's the halacha if you get married with Maiser Sheni? What's the halacha if it's Daraisa, if it's Darabanan? So Rashi over there, Rashi said already, we're talking about Kohanim. We're calling him using the chelik of their karbanos. So the Gemara quoted the discussion of Rabbi Yehuda and the Talmidim of Rabbi Meir and Sumchas. So we're going to start with four lines from the bottom. Tanya, four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Nun Beis Amma Beis. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mikudeshes, Rabbi Yossi Omer Eina Mikudeshes. So again, talking about Hekdish, is a woman Mikudeshes if a kohen uses part of his chelik? So there are two issues here, as the poskim as the Rishonim point out. Number one is this the kohen? Does it belong to the kohen? Right? Is it his mamon? Because the chazan has to give mamon that belongs to him. A. B. Can she get hana'a from it by kachi kachim? So then it's more difficult because she is only into zichrei kahuna. So if she gets it, could she give it to a kohen? Does she have tovas hana'a to give it to another male kohen? So those are the issues that are involved in these gemaras. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mikudeshes. Rabbi Yehuda says Mikudeshes, the marriage works. Rabbi Yossi Amar Eina Mikudeshes. Rabbi Yossi says it does not work. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'shnei mikra echad darshu, and they both darshin the same pasuk. V'zei yelachel mikodesh hakadashim min ha'ish. This is yours. This is for the kohanim from kodesh kadashim min ha'ish, from the fire. So what is that teaching me? Rabbi Yehuda savar l'chol l'chol tzarchecha. When it says the word l'cha, that's teaching me it's yours to use as however you want. Yes, it's holy. Yes, it's kodesh, and you have to eat it in a certain way. But it's still l'cha, still enough for yours in order to use for Kiddushin. Rabbi Yossi Savar Ka'esh. No, we could mino ish means it's like Esh. Ma'esh la'achila, just like what's on the fire is only for achila. Afunami la'achila, whatever's on the fire of the Mizbeach is for achila samizbeach, or the Mizbeach eats it. So too, whatever you, the Kohen, has is only for achila. The Shita L'Nodu L'Mi points out, I mean, it's something that was already discussed on the previous Amud, and that is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it is Mekudeshes, it's obviously only after Hakravas Emurin. Only after the kohen now has rights to eat it. Before the emurim, before the fats of the carbon are sacrificed, then it's also to the kohen, just like it's also to the Yisrael. So it has to be a case here where it's v'davka la'achar shchita k'shum akadish b'chalko la'achar hakravas emurim. Come review the mukudeshes. It has to be avol mechayim this v'chelik avol, while it's still alive, it all belongs to Hashem. So for sure, it would not work. Modi Rabbi Yehuda deinim mukudeshes v'afilu b'kachem kalam. Even by Kachem Kalam, the lower level, Kedusha Karbanos, that also would not work beforehand. Okay. So says the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nimnu v'gamru, they counted up, and they came to the conclusion, HaMakadish b'chelko ben kachem kachem ben kachem kalam lo kiddush. They counted up, and they came to the maskana, Zirashi, on top. They had a count, and nobody argued. Or those who argued came over to the majority opinion. Nimnu v'gamru l'minya v'rabu ha'omer meinim kudeshes, u'batlu ha'mu'atim v'chazru bahem v'gamru l'omer meinim kudeshes. They got all the Gilei Agar came together, and that was it. They came to the maskana that Eina Mekudeshes, and even the miyut was batel. Right? That's the when you have a Sanhedrin. A Sanhedrin has a machlokas, but once the Sanhedrin comes out with a psak, they come out with a psak, one unified psak. Right? Even after a court case, the dayanim that says Masechet Sanhedrin, I'll come out and say, well, I tried to say you were innocent, but you know I lost. I'm not allowed to say that. That's lo sedech rachel ba'amecha. We have to come out and have a unified psak, and this is the psak, right? And that's the pernicious nature of a zakei mamre. Even after the psak was given, he comes out and not only says, I said something else, but he tries to paskin for a part of Klal Yisrael different, that he was outvoted. And that's why he's chayav misa, because you can't have one of the gedolei hador doing that. It'll undermine the whole judicial system. That's the halacha of zakei mamre. You do have the halacha that if you have a different rav in different cities, they can paskin different ways. The Gemara says in Yosef Lili City, they used to eat chicken and milk. Right, so you could have that, because there was never a Nimnu v'gamru there. There was never a Sanhedrin that voted, and he was outvoted. But here, so the Gemara says, there was Nimnu v'gamru, they came to the, Rabbi Yochanan says, they came to the maskana that if a kohen uses any karbanis for marriage, it doesn't work. It's Eina Mekudeshes. For Rav Amar, Adayin Hi Machlokas. Rav says, no, Still a machlokes, meaning Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda still argue. Rav Meir says that it does not work, right? Rav Yehuda says it does work. Rav Meir, right, in our Mishnah, only Rav Meir was quoted. Our Mishnah just has both cases of Enim Kudashis. So it's a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rav, whether there's still a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. Amar Abaya, Kavaseid Rav Yochanan Mistavra. I think Rav Yochanan's right, meaning I think everybody agrees. I think Rav Yehuda came around to Rav Meir Shita that if you use Karbanos, it's Enim Kudeshes, it does not work. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, this Braisa takes us down till the third wide line, till the third wide line of the Gemara. So it's basically one conversation. Minayin, how do I know She'ein Cholkin Menachos Keneged Zvachim? How do I know that you can't split up Menachos Keneged Zvachim? What does that mean? Right, that we know the Kohanim was split up into 24 groups. They each worked about 2 weeks out of the year, 24 Mishmaros, the Yisraelim also. The Mishnayos and Tainis explain were split up into groups called Ma'amados. And every week there was a different section of Bnei Yisrael, the Yisraelim also, that were designated to be, some of them went to the base of Mikdash to be representatives of Klal Yisrael there, and some of them stayed home and it said special tefillas. One of the sources for, is there going to be davening when we have the Beis HaMikdash again? Even when we had the Beis HaMikdash, there was davening, the Ma'amados. So there were different groups of Yisraelim every week, there were different groups of Mishmaros every week. So the Kohanim, who were in that Mishmar, split up the Karbanos of that week. On the weeks of Yantif, so all the Kohanim were there. There was a lot there, and it was enough for everybody. But how do I know, asked the Braisa, that if the Kohanim are splitting up the Karbanos of that day, they're not allowed to say, you take this mincha, this flower carbon, and I'll take this animal. Now let us split Menachos Keneged Zvachim. Meaning, every animal has Kedusha. You can't measure one animal to the other animal. Every carbon has to be split up, you know, between Kohanim. You can't say, you take this one and I'll take that one. Each one, right, the fact that you can't split it up is a reflection of its Kedusha. So, Minayish in Cholkim Menachos Keneged Zvachim. How do I know that you can't split up Menachos Keneged Zvachim? Right, carbon minchas, flower carbonos, Keneged Zvachim, animal carbonos. Tamalomar, b'chol mincha, asher te'afe batanur. Every mincha that's baked in the oven. L'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh. To all the b'nei Aaron. You can't say that some b'nei Aaron are going to get the carbon and others will not. They'll get a zvachim. So you can't say, you can't split minchas and zvachim. Yachol lo yachloku minachas keneged zvachim. I might think that fine. You can't split minachas and zvachim, flower carbonos to animal carbonos, shelo kamu tachteyem bedalus, because they can't substitute each other in a carbon dal. You look at in the Parshas Vayikra, we have the carbon Ola V'Yored. By certain Averos, we have a carbon, a sliding scale, depending how, by three or four Averos, by walking into the Mikdash, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashov, Shvuas Bitui, taking a Shvua for no reason. Right, so certain Averos, one brings a carbon Ola V'Yored. So, what is Ola V'Yored? It means, depends how rich you are. If you're very rich, if you have enough money, you bring an animal. But if you don't have enough money, then you bring birds. Bring a birds. Right, if you don't have enough money, you bring a carbon Chatas. Right, an animal. I'm saying if you have enough, and then if not, you bring in two birds, one chatas, one ova. Okay, that's carbon ova yored. So what substitutes for the animal, the cattle, birds? So maybe the reason that I can't split up menachas and zvachim, flour, carbonos and animal carbonos, is because they have no connection to each other. One can never substitute for the other one. Right, the substitute for the animal, animal that shechted, the animal of a tzon or a bakar, that is birds, not menachas. But I might think, at least, maybe birds and flour have more connection between them. Let's say you don't have enough money to bring birds, then you bring flour. So those two could separate for each other. You don't jump and say the dali dalus and the zvachim. So you don't say that, but at least menachas and ofos could substitute for each other. Right? If somebody cannot bring an of, the bigger carbon minchas, no, also there. V'chol nase b'marcheshes, anything made in the marcheshes, one of the types of pots that they used to bake the carbon minchas in. L'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh, right? It has to be for all b'nei Aaron. So every b'nei Aaron, another pasuk that teaches me that every kohen has to get a piece of the carbon mincha. So again, you cannot split the carbon mincha up, even keneged ofos. Give me a drash Moshe on second shelf on Emor. Third part, Yachalo Yachloku Menachos Keneged Ofos. You might think that you can't split up Menachos Keneged Ofos, as we just said. Shahalolu Bnei Dami Valo Bnei Kmachim. Even though they substitute for each other by an Ola V'Yored, but still they have there are different categories of Karbanos. By an Of, they're called Minei Damim. Right, because the dam is still sprinkled on the mizbeah. Whether it's sprinkled, well, it depends on chatas of or an olas of. Either it's sprinkled or it's squeezed out at least. Right, an olas of you squeeze out the dam. So, but either way, he has to do something with a dam. Mincha has nothing to do with dam. It's minikmachim. It's flour. So that's why maybe birds and flour cannot. You take one and I'll take the other. Aval yachloku ofos kenegat zvachim. Let's try the other permutation. But birds and zvachim, which are karbanos of cattle and sheep and goats, maybe those can't stop seduction. They're both mine damim. They both have to do with zrikas and sprinkling blood. Tamalomar al machavas. It says al machavas again. Every coin should get al machavas. And Rashi quotes, if you don't need this for a karban mincha anymore, because you already had two karbanos for a karban mincha, to teach me that every coin has to get a piece of the karban mincha. So learn it. Throw it to the other context for the ofos and the zvachim. So we've so far had all three types of karbanos learned so far, but we're still in the middle. Yeah.
If you have the svara of minik machim and damim, then what do you need the pasuk for?
If you have minik machim and damim, but you might have thought, what to teach me that you can't. So you might have thought maybe that's not enough. You might have thought that's not enough. So what is a little different, but there's still karbanos, right? But that's the Gemara analyzes and say maybe you would have thought, you know, that only this one, if you only had one of the psukim.
It's suggesting a time of Dekra, that the reason that the Torah itself
is it time of Dekra after the psukim? Say maybe at the end of the day, after we have all the makaros, then we can put in these svaras into the makaros. Maybe. Interesting, some psukim here say B'nei Aharon, and some psukim say here Kohanim. Right, B'nei Aharon and Kohanim. Rav Moshe writes in Parshas Emor that there are two kedushas that every Kohen has. Two kedushas every Kohen has. Everybody, they have a kedusha of B'nei Aaron, and they have a kedusha, I'm just trying to find it, if I could find it now. If not, I'll just say it outside. No, I don't find it here. Either they have B'nei Aaron, and they have Kohanim. So either, number one, they have B'nei Aaron. They are biological children of Aaron, and therefore they're a Kohen whether they like it or not. But also, they are Kohanim, meaning they are priests of the nation. They have to act like him, and they have to do it themselves. And they can't just take what they've gotten B'Yerusha. They have to be the leaders. So that's why they're B'nei Aaron HaKohanim. They're biological Kohanim, but they also have to be Kohanim that lead the generation. Okay, number four. Lima number four in the Braisa. Okay, we didn't get to the point yet. Lo Yav, or at least the point that Gemara wants here. Many points. Lo Yachloku Ofos Kenegas Vachim. So you might think, again, birds and animals that are shechted, meaning the goats and the sheep and the cows. So you might think you cannot split birds against zvachim, because zvachim are shechted with a knife and ofos are shechted with a fingernail. Right? You're not allowed to shecht a carbon oaf with a knife. You're not allowed to shecht a chulin oaf with a fingernail. Right? That's shechita and that's malika. Malika has to be done to a carbon oaf. So you might think that you cannot substitute birds and zvachim because one you use a kli and one you use a fingernail. Aval yachloku menachos kekmanachos. At least now we're in the same karbanos. Menachos and menachos. Shalal v'alal ma'aseh and biyad. Because both menachos and menachos are done biyad. What do you mean biyad? Kmitza. You don't shecht anything by a flour. But kmitza, what happens by a flour karban? The kohen puts his hand in, he rubs off the two outer fingers, and what's in under the middle of the fingers, that's the kometz. So you burn that on the mizbeach, and the rest of the karban is ne'echal ayidei kohanim. The kohanim create the rest of the karban. So you see, menachas and menachas, everything is done by hand. So tamal omar, no, v'chol mincha b'lul v'shemen l'chol b'nei Aaron. Every mincha that's mixed in oil should be, again, to all the children of Aaron. So final marker, I might think that you cannot split up different types of carbonous mincha. A machvas and a marcheshes. Why, what's the difference between those two? Shezu maaseim rachim, vizu maaseim kashim. They're each different types of frying and boiling, because there's different types of pans. Some are deep pans, and some are thin pans. So Rashi quotes, look at Rashi, machvas, marcheshes. Kelim oyi b'mikdash, this is the first psukim in Parshas Tzav. V'chol ha-manachas ha-nekmatzos, tunus lov v'shamen. Every carbon mincha that's nekmatz, that you do kemitza to, needs oil. U'machvas tzafa v'ina muka. The machvas is like a frying pan. It's not deep. U'mitokshi rechava v'tzafa asolas mispashim b'kulo. And since it's like a frying pan, the oil is not so deep, so therefore, it's going to be a hardened wafer that comes out of it, because it's just a little bit fried. But marcheshes is amuka. The marcheshes is a deep pan. And the fire doesn't burn the oil. It's more deep fried. And therefore, maseim rachim is going to end up with a softer product. So it's a very thin frying pan. It's going to make up with a hard wafer. And if it's more oil, And a deeper pan, so then is going to be, not more oil, but just a deeper pan is going to be, end up with a softer product. So maybe the Gemara says, so maybe there, the different types of carbonous mincha aren't going to work. You can't split. You take this and I'll take that. So at least the same carbon mincha should be able to split. You take this machvas, carbon mincha, and I'll take this one. So they're both the same. So tamalomar, vachareva lochol b'nei Aaron tiyah. Again, vachareva, the dry one, should be for all the B'nei Aaron. So far, we can't split anything. So finally, the Gemara says, maybe different categories of karbanis, at least. You might think you can't split kachi kachim. You take a chatas, and I'll take a mincha, which are both kachi kachim. Avo yachlo b'kachim kalim. But you might think kachim kalim, the lower level karbanos, the karbanos shlamim, and the karban toda, and other karban minchas, the bechor. So you might think you could split those. Tabalamar ish ka'achiv, everyone like his brother. And v'samechle im al toda, and that's next to in Parshas Tzav, im al toda, which is toda is an example of a carbon shlamim. And kachim kalim. Kashem she'en cholkim b'kachi kachim, kachin cholkim b'kachim kalim. Just like a kohen, not allowed to split up kachi kachim, so too they're not allowed to split up kachim kalim. So we didn't finish the braisa yet, we're almost done. Ish, chol, ish. So what do you have, the double lashon of ish kachiv? Ish cholek afilu balmum. A kohen can split up the karbanos, even a balmum. Even though a balmum cannot do the avoda, right, he's busy. The Chazal say his job was to make sure there were no worms in the wood that was going to be used for the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, but he was allowed to eat karbanos. He was allowed to be cholik. He gets a chelik in the karbanos. And vein katan cholik b'afilu tam. And a katan, less than 13-year-old kohen, cannot get a portion, even if he's a tam, even if he's not a balmum. That's what the words ish teaches me. Period. That's the end of the brisas. Like where it says, stam sifra mani. This is from Taras Kohanim, right? This is from the Medrashan VaYikra. So who is the author? Who must be the author of this whole brisa? Rabbi Yehuda. Must be Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'hu ka'ama delas baden chaluka klal shmamina. And what do you see? That he doesn't allow any splitting up. What does splitting up mean? The fact that you cannot split it up is a reflection that this is kedusha here. So if there's kedusha here, it must be that it doesn't really belong to the Kohanim. It doesn't belong to the Kohanim. It must be if he tries to marry a woman with it, he wouldn't be married. So if this is Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan's right. Mm-hmm. What was Rabbi Yochanan? We started off this whole Amud. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, whether Rabbi Yochanan agreed lamaskana to Rabbi Meir, that if you try to marry with your chelek in the karbanas, Eina Mekudeshes, or he still holds Mekudeshes. So this whole Braisa, we assume, is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and he does not allow splitting up, so we assume that's also a function of the fact of Kedusha, it's not yours, it's Mishulchan Gavoa, and therefore, he would not allow marriage either. Okay, now there's something to say. Tosfos says, on the top Tosfos, V'samach le'al toda. So what we darshan for the word Ishka Achiv, and we darshan that was next to the word Ish al toda. So Im al toda, so we darshan that just like you can't split up kachim, you can't split up kachim kal. So ask Tosfos, 1 minute, we just explained that this whole brice is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Well, Magmina look at Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda is the one who doesn't darshan smuchin except in Dvarim, except in Mishnah Torah. We know there are different, usually, the tools that Chazal use to darshan, so that applies throughout the Torah. It doesn't matter where, doesn't matter how. Gzeir Shava, Kavachomer, Hekish. But there's one, smuchin, that tool. Could you darshan things next to each other that is meant to teach us something? Could you darshan that? So that for some reason, we say Dvarim is different. There's a machlokas whether you darshan smuchin. In Dvarim, everybody darshan smuchin. So we'll talk about why in a second. But Rabbi Yehuda is the one that doesn't darshan smuchin except in Dvarim. So these are psukim in Vayikra. So how can we say Rabbi Yehuda is doing this? How could Rabbi Yehuda be the one that's darshaning smuchin? So Tosfos answers, V'yesh lomar, t'lav smuchin mamish darish. Is that really darshaning smuchin? Ella vav mosif al inyan arishon. There's a vav at the beginning of the section. So that's what they're really darshaning. D'chsiv v'zos Torah zevach hashlamim. It's the vav that's really the add-on, so therefore, that's what the real drasha is. So that's Tosfos. It's not really smuchin. The Rashba says, he has the same question as Tosfos. He says, no, maybe he would darshan smuchin in this case, because whenever it's muchach, that there's a connection between the two parshas, you can still darshan smuchin. He only says you don't darshan smuchin when you're unclear whether to darshan smuchin. But even Rabbi Yehuda would agree if it's obvious that you should darshan smuchin, that you would. Fine. So there are different answers to get out of the problem. What's the difference between Dvarim and the rest of the Torah? So number one, the fact that there is there's a machloka that darshan smuchin in all Kol HaTorah Kula, that's one issue. But then once you say there is that machloka, so why is Dvarim different? So the Maritz Chayis and Brachas and Nafchaf Aleph, I think we mentioned this at one time or another. the beginning of Yevamos, I think this came up in Darshin and Smuchin. He says, you know why? Because the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf's Pei has a machlokas how the Torah was recorded. Megillah-Megillanin or Chasuminin? No. We know up until Matan Torah, Parshas Yisro, so that was given to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. They got up until Yisro. But what about the rest of the Torah? Was the rest of the Torah written down and Hashem gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu piece by piece? After the story of Korach happened, Hashem gave Moshe Parshas Korach. And after the story of Balak happened, Hashem gave Moshe Parshas Balak. So it went Megillah-Megillanin. It's not scroll by scroll. What do we say? No. After Yisro, there was nothing else given. It all took place, but it was only Chasumanitna. And in Arvos Moav, before Moshe Rabbeinu died, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the rest, and he gave the rest to Klal Yisrael. That's a machlokas, a historical machlokas. Maybe there's this lumdus behind it, but Pashas is a historical machlokas. So says the Maritz Chayis, Dvarim, everybody agrees was given at one time at the end. That was the dilemma before Moshe Rabbeinu died. So why do we say that maybe you don't darshan smuchin? Why does it you do not darshan smuchin in the first four svarim of the Torah? Because that might not have been given together. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't, this wasn't samach to this. Because it wasn't given at one time. But Dvarim, for sure, was given at once. So for there, Kadosh Baruch Hu definitely wants you to darshan smuchin because he gave it all at once. That's the Maritz Chayis and Brachis on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Why Mishnah Torah is different. Avam Mishnah Torah, Namar B'yachan Meis Hashem. V'pizeh Shuv Dashin Esmuchen. That's the Svar for Yehuda. Why doesn't Dashin Esmuchen? That's such a great explanation. So you got to figure out, though, so what about according to the other Shitas? So according to the other Shitas, Dashin Esmuchen, Nikol Tar Kula. Maybe they hold Chasumanitna. You have to say the old Chasumanitna. It was all given at the end. So maybe that's goof of the Machlokas, whether they Dashin Esmuchen or not, whether Begilom Gilanitna or Chasumanitna. That's what you can suggest. Okay. That is one smaller point. But a larger point to point out here is a sugya that we get into based on the Shitul and Odulami. Okay. So what did the Braisa say? What was the diuk of the Braisa? So the fact that you can't split it up is a reflection that there's Kedusha here. Right? And they go together. If you don't split it up, it has Kedusha. Those two aspects go together. And Tosa says it also. The last two lines of Tosa's V'ka'amar, V'kivan, D'lespa, Din Chaluka, Ein Yochal L'Kadosh Ba'isha, D'haba Hatalia. Right, they go together. The inability to marry a woman with your karbanas, and the inability, and the fact that you're not allowed to split up the karban. You take this, and I'll take this. No, but rather you have to split up each karban. Those are connected, and they both stem from the fact that it has kedusha. Esta shitul nodulami. 1 minute. What about gezel hager? Gezel hager. What's gezel hager? Maseches Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud. Let's say a ger. What you stole from a ger, and the ger, you stole something from a ger, and the ger died. So who do you return it to? You can't return it to the ger. The ger has no yarshim. So you return it to the kohanim. Return it to the kohanim. That's halacha. You give it to the kohanim based on a psukim and chumash, and I think it's a parshas naso. So the Gemara says, "Ein chokin gezel hager keneged gezel hager." Right? If you get gezel hager, you take this ger's gezel, and you take that ger's gezel. That ger's gezel. You're not allowed to split it up. And yet, hamakadish begezel hager mekudashes. If you use Gezel Ager, if a Kohen uses Gezel Ager to get married, it works. As it says in, it lists as one of the Matnas Kahuna. One of the 24 Matnas Kahuna is Gezel Ager. And that belongs to the Kohen. So what do you mean? I thought they go together. The fact that you're not to split it up one to the other, you take this Gezel Ager and I take that Gezel Ager, so that's Usher to do, which reflects it has Kedusha, and yet I'm allowed to lose it to get married. So, Shidon Odulami has a very important answer. He says, when are you allowed to split up Gezel Ager? When are you allowed to use Gezel Ager to get married? Only after it's split up. But karbanos, even after it's split up, you still are not allowed to get married with it. Why? Because the kapara is not finished. Miu bekachin basar chaluka nami lavi mamun kohen da adayin shel lo nigmara mitzvasan. Why? Uba achilasan ha kapara nigmaris. Only after the kohen eats the karban is the kapara finished. Kedarina ba'alma, as it says in Pesachas Psachim, kohanim ochlin ubailim miskaprim. Right, the Gemara says, he takes it very literally, the Kohanim eat the carbon, part of the Kohanim eat the carbon chatas, right, the kachim, right, and there's kapara achieved, not only kapara is not fully achieved by the zrika, it's even by the Kohanim eating it. Aval gezel ager, kiven tepalgu akohanim, nigmar kapara sakazlan. But once the gezel ager is split up, the gazlan get kapara, sefer it's not finished yet. Achiva. So he takes, the Shita Nodolami takes that Gemara of Kohanim Ochlim, of Bailam Iskaprin very seriously. Kapara is held in abeyance until the Kohanim eat it. This is a very large sugya about Achilas Kohanim of the Karbanis. Is it a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah for the Bailam? What about the Bailam? Karbon Shlomim is split up in these two Israelim too. Is there a mitzvah for the owners? If I bring a Karbon Shlomim, is there a mitzvah for me to eat that? okay, there's an aveira. I'm not, I have to make sure it doesn't turn into nosar. That's an isser asay, right? I'm allowed to leave it over. Lasir meinu ad boker, and if I leave it over, I have to burn it. That's nosar. But is there a mitzvah daraisa for the owner of a carbon to eat his karbanas? Halach lamaisa, mayri bana beis hamikdash. Tomorrow we'll all bring karbanas because tumah hutra b'zivur, and therefore how are we gonna have to eat the karbanas? Is there a mitzvah? So says the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Maisa Karbanas Paragud, Achilas Chatas Va'asham, Mitzvah Saseh. Shenemar Bachlo, Osman Shekub Abraham, Hakonim Ochlim Ubalim Skaprim. Chatas and Asham. Vehu Adin L'Shar Hakachim, Sheochlin, Hakonim, Sheachilasan Mitzvah. Another Karbanas also is a Mitzvah. Very unusual language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, eating a Chatas and Asham is a Mitzvah Saseh. And by the way, other Karbanas are also a Mitzvah. So what does he mean? So it sounds like the Rambam is holding that the Iker HaMitzvah is by Kachi Kachim. By Chatas and Asham. That's the Lashon of Bailam Miskaprim. If it achieves Kapara, so then it's part of the Mitzvah Zaseh. But the other Karbanas, it's a Kiyam. It's also included, but it's not on the same level. The Mishnah Al-Malach there, and Nechon Maizah Karbanas, Niret, the Milsa, the Pshiti. It's obvious, even though there's no marker for this. Shakoin Mivarech, Asher, Kedishonu, Bimitzvah, Vitzivanu, Shal Aaron, Vitzivanu, Lechol, Chatas, Asham. He says that bracha to the Mishnah Al-Malach. Not only by duchening is going to make the bracha, right? Just like he says elsewhere, just like you're going to say, Asher Kedushi, just like the Rambam says, by truma, Asher Kedushanim Mizad Sivano, Bikdushasa Shalaron, Lechol, truma. Right? You're going to make a bracha. Bracha Zah Mitzvah. Bracha Zah Mitzvah to eat truma, Bracha Zah Mitzvah to eat kashim. That's the Rambam, and he repeats it in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Being in Sefer HaMitzvahs, a mitzvah saseh, peites, Mitzvah saseh 89, says the Rambam, Shet Siva Hakonim Lechol, Bisar Kachim, Klomar, Chatas Va'asham. Shame kachim kachim. Later on in the same paragraph, shar kachim klomar kachim kalim heine heim yochlu yeachlu l'sheyam olayla echa. They could eat them for 2 days and a night, except for a carbon toda. The achilasam gam kein he nigreres achar hamitzvah. It's also rolled in. We roll it in, but it's not really on the same level. Aval ein achilas kachim kachim kalim utruma kemo achilas basar chadas va'asham. Sha achilas basar azem and achaz ben asham batushlam kaparas hamiskaper. The kapara is completed, like the Shita Nodlami here says, and therefore there's more of a mitzvah for the Kohanim to eat, kachay kachim. So that's the Rambam makes that chilek. Once you say this, so what would you say about the owner eating kishlamim? So for sure not. For sure not lachor. If they're ready, the Kohanim is on a different level. But there seems to be certain evidence that even the owner, the Israelim, us zarim, you know, there's even a mitzvah for us to take part in the karbanos. If they don't eat it, are you lacking a part of your kapara? Sounds that way from the Shita Lano de Lami, right? He can't use it to get married yet because the kapara is not full yet. Taking it very seriously, yeah. Let's say he's mefaga l'karban, right? If he's mefaga l'karban, he makes it into pigo, right? He has in mind that he's going to eat it lachar zman, so you're not allowed to eat it. If he eats it, he gets kares. So does the Bible have to bring another carbon to get kapara? L'chor or not. But he just, the Kohen, that's why the Gemara discusses in Gittin, is the Kohen mazik by being mefagel the carbon? Does he have to pay? But yeah, he might lose a certain element. Lamaisa, right, is out of my control. Right, it relates to the Gemara whether the Kohenim are my shlichim or Hashem shlichim. Right, but that's, yeah, the Kohenim have a responsibility. There's a Rashi in Psachim though. Rashi in Psachim Daf Nun Tes. Rashi says, and we discussed this then, Alma achilas kachim asehi bein hanechalim lekohanim bein hanechalim liyisrael. Rashi seems to say that even the Yisraelim eating the carbon shlamim is also part of the mitzvah. That's Rashi, and there's even a machlokes, a hint to this in Pasuk Navi. Who remembers when the first king was appointed? First king was appointed. Shmuel HaNavi goes to find Shaul HaMelech is looking for his, he wasn't a Melech yet, he was looking for his lost sheep, and Shmuel HaNavi goes, and he comes to have a Suda, Vayomer Shaul HaNaro, Tod V'Rachla, and he says, I know, let's go to talk to the Ishal HaKim, maybe he can tell us where our sheep is, and he describes what he hears that the Roeh is coming in order to have a Suda, and they say to him, Bavoachem Ha'ir, Kein Timsin Oso. When you go to the city, you'll see Shmuel, Beterem Yaleh HaBamasa Lechol, before everybody goes up to eat, Ki Lo Yochal Ha'am Ad Bo'o, everybody's waiting for Shmuel to come, Ki Hu Yivarech HaZevach, V'Acharechein Yochlu HaKruim. Gotta wait for the rabbi to bless the food. Right, he's going to be Yivarech HaZevach, and then everybody will eat and go up. So they're waiting for him. Don't worry, you're not late. They're going to wait for Shmuel to Yivarech HaZevach. What does Yivarech HaZevach mean? So if you look in the Targum, Yivarech HaZevach means he's going to make a motzi. Right, Yivarech HaZevach who paris mizona, right? He'll threaten and then they'll eat. But if you look at Rashi and the Radak, they both say he's going to make the bracha on the carbon shlamim. He's going to make the bracha. Rashi says there, mivarchin sha'ach al shlamim mivarchin b'achilasa b'bracha to Hashem l'kenim l'chalam Hashem k'Hashem l'zvanu le'echol es hazevach. You make a bracha on the carbon shlamim, you don't need Rashi. This is earlier. You don't need the pasuk, right? More familiar to people will be a Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Pesachim. What does the last Mishnah in Pesachim talk about? Whether you made a bracha on the carbon chagiga is a motzi you in the carbon Pesach, or vice versa. So you're talking about a bracha on the carbon chagiga is a shlamim. So you see there, there's already a carbon, a berachas mitzvah. A berachas mitzvah shlamim. So you see it from a part of the Rashi, the Radak, which will allow for a text. You see it from the Gemara in the end of the Mishnah, the end of Pesachim. So it seems like there is a type of kim, a type of mitzvah, for the Bailam to eat the karbanis also. So again, the Rambam says kachi kachim is the real mitzvah, kachi kalim is somewhat, but there is evidence that there is a mitzvah as well for the Yisraelim to eat. So it's an interesting one last source, and then we'll continue. The Ramban, in the first mitzvah zaseh that he says the Rambam forgot. Not number four, which is a more famous one, but the first mitzvah that the Rambam forgot, says the Ramban, is shenitztivanu Lechol Meiser Sheni uBechoros Birushalayim. So mitzvah zaseh to eat the Meiser Sheni and Bechoros. And the Rambam continues. The Ramban continues. Ki achilas hakachim lebailim ulerowi laochlan aseh. Kimo shehu aseh lekohanim bechatos vashamos. Ki hu lebailim v'chelak haroi lahem. So the Ramban counts it prepares as a mitzvah zaseh. Okay, let's get to you.
So how the mice they do? What was the best way to do the chalukah? They took one shot.
What's the best way to do the chalukah? Yeah, each animal they chopped it up into a few pieces. Not every kohen is going to get a piece of every animal. But let's say three kohanim take this and they split it up amongst them. And then they take this carbon mincha and they split it up amongst them. But they don't say, okay, you take this one, I'll take that one, you take this one. More like a business deal. You can't do business with the carbonis.
A barter.
Right, they can't have any barter here. So fine. So fourth line. Amarava. So we just proved a brisa like Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yehuda must have been chozerbo, and therefore he agrees there's no splitting up, and therefore there's no marriage, there's no kedusha. Amar Rava ukrav milo tanya. Well, you don't have a brisa to support Rav on the other side, right? Rav is the one that said there's still machlokas, meaning Rabbi Yehuda says that ina mukudashes. So you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda says mukudashes. So you're saying there is no shita like that. What do you mean milo tanya vatanya? But the brisa says hatsu moshkenes yedehem. Right, we had this back in Yuma Daflamites. The Gemara there described that in certain times of the Beis Hamikdash, the lechem upon him had tremendous bracha in it. Every time a kohen had a little bit of the lechem upon him, it was mizbarech b'meyav. He felt satiated just by having a kazayis. That's it. But then later on, after the kohanim gedolim started acting improperly, right? After Shimon HaTzadik, right? So getting into Hanukkah time, right? Getting into when the Yavanim took over and appointed the kohanim gedolim rishayim, all of the Greek named kohanim gedolim. So then, you know, there was kalklala, there was meira, there was a curse that was in the lechem upon him. And even if they, and every kohen only got a tiny, only got the size of a pool, the size of a bean. And therefore, the tsnuim, the tzaddikim kohanim, moshkenes yedehem, pulled back their hands. Meaning they didn't take a portion. They didn't want a portion of the lechem upon him because they would just get a little bit. Vaha gargaranim chokim. But the gargaranim, right, the ones who wanted to take and the ones who were gluttons, they split it up. So doesn't split it up mean they said, you take this and I take that? Doesn't that's what the word chalkim means? A ride that even Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to still split it up, and therefore that's a reflection that it doesn't have full kedusha, and you can use it to get married. The Gemara says, no. My chalkim chotfin. It just means that they used to grab it. Doesn't mean they split it up. Kediktani seifa, like the seifa says, Maisa be'echa shachadav chalkav v'chalik chaveiro. There was a story that one time, one of the kohanim took his friend's chalek and his chalek and his friend's chalek. Vayikarano so ben chamson ad yamosa. They called him a grabber. Until the day he died, right? The Ben Chamson, it relates to Gzela, Rashi says. So you see that that Cholik does not mean Cholik, and therefore there's no Raya supporting, there's no Brisa supporting Raf. Oh, there's something to say, but let's just finish first. Amar Rabba Bar Shela, Micro. What's the pasuk that tells me that Chamotz is related to stealing? Micro. Pasuk Elokai, Paltini Miad Rasha, Hashem, save me from the wicked. Mikaf Ma'avel V'chometz. From the hand of the one who sins and from the chometz. Rabbi Aram Mehaka, different pasuk. Limdu Heitev, Dirshu Mishpat, Ashru Chamotz. Make Ashru means help out chamotz, those who are victims of a chometz, of somebody who stole. Okay, there is a discussion which we've had before on this brisa of moshchenes yideihen. We actually had this earlier on the second daf of this parak, early daf mem beis. Well, why were they moshchenes yideihen? Why were they tsnuim? They stopped taking because they only got a little bit. They were only able to get a little bit of the lechem apanim. So we spoke then back in Yuma and also back earlier in this parak. Is there a concept of chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvos? When it comes to mitzvahs, we know that there's a kind of chatzi shir by averus. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir is aser midaraisa, and it's either based on the svara of chazil itz tarufe that it's combinable, or we say it's based on a drasha kol chela. But either way, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet says even if I eat a half a kazayas of treif, I still get an aver from the Torah. I don't get punished. I'm not going to get malchus, but I still get an aver from the Torah if I do a half an avera. Right, that's it. But what about if you do half a mitzvah?
You did no mitzvah. Here, her mitzvah.
Right. What if I do half a mitzvah though? How do you do half a mitzvah? You need to have a kazayas masa.
But here, mitzvah, kmitzvah. So you
here is here a mitzvah, kmitzvah. Is here a mitzvah, kmitzvah? Sometimes Hashem will give you credit, but is it a real? Okay, it's as if you did it. If you can't do it, you can't do it. What can you do? You try your best. But what do we here? Do you make a bracha on hearer learning? Make a bracha on hearer. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, I think, if I remember, I have a Sibin Mem Vav, Shulchan Aruch, the Machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gra, right, the Aleph, right, I think the Shulchan Aruch Paskins hear a lav kedibur dami, maybe he quotes two deis, where they hear a kedibur, lav kedibur dami. The Vilna Gaon says, of course you make a bracha on hearer, because it's a bracha, bracha is a mitzvah, and you make a bracha on Talmud Torah. And when you think about it, you get the mitzvah of learning, but in Sibin Mem Zayin, I'm sorry, not Sibin Mem Vav, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, if you are maharher, the Divrei Torah, let me just find it. I think he quotes two days here. Birchas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch says, HaKosev b'divrei Torah, av b'shino korei tzarech levarech. HaMahara b'divrei Torah, eino tzarech levarech. Right, it's b'chalit between ksiva and hearer. Mahara b'divrei Torah, you don't have to make a brach. And the Gra argues here, because he says the hearer is also learning. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch. So you don't have to make a brach on hearer. So even if you want to say Hashem gives you credit, right, say you don't have to make a bracha. You don't make a bracha because it's not the same thing. So what if you do a half a mitzvah? Is there any kimb of eating half a kazayis of matzah? So that's what the poskim say, this Gemara. They stopped taking the lechem upon them because they would only get the size of a bean. They only got a tiny amount. So doesn't that show that it is that half a mitzvah eating half is nothing? Right, so that's the Shvus Yaakov Safik. If you eat a half a kazayis, for the Mepharshim in the back on the Maritz Chayis, and that Gemara, Yuma Lamates, quote, maybe this is a raya. So then he quotes the Maritz Chayis, quotes the Chassam Sofer, and says maybe it's no raya. Because maybe the Lechem Haponim was different. The mitzvah by Lechem Haponim was for the Lechem to be eaten, not for every Kohen to eat. And therefore, even if they wouldn't eat, so they're still taking part of the mitzvah as long as they know it's taken care of. So Lechem HaPanim is to be in, it's in the Chefza of the Lechem, it's not in the Gavra of the Kohanim. Only by other Karbanos do we say it is a mitzvah for each Kohen to eat it. That's what we mentioned then. We didn't mention Kedushin Daf Mem Beis 11 days ago. We did not mention the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi argues on the Chazam Sofer. He said, no, maybe by all Karbanos the mitzvah is to have it eaten. Not just by the Lechem HaPanim. The only one that's different is the Karban Pesach. By Karban Pesach, a mitzvah for each person to eat a kizayis. But by all other karbanos, the Chazam Sofer was b'chalik between lechem upon another karbanos. The Beis Halevi in Chelik Aleph Simin Beis, he says made by all karbanos. The Pesach u'matzah havichiyev al ha'adam, tavi mechuyev lechol Pesach, havo mitzvah zachilas kachim, hu lo avi ha'mitzvah klal al adam miyuchad, toha lo avi chiyuva akar kafta de gavra, rak ha'mitzvah de psar kachim, yiyu nechalen, u'mishyish lo psar kodesh, harishus biyadu lino la'achil achlo, v'gamke mekayim mitzvah. It is still okay, even if you don't eat a kazayis. By some mitzvahs, it's obvious that it's not going to make sense to do a half. Let's say I only hear a half of a shvarim, and a half of it, that's not a chatzi mitzvah, that's a chatzi nothing. That's if you don't do it, you know, that's you're not doing anything. If I put a half a gate around my roof, that's meaningless, because the other half is open. You didn't get a half a mitzvah there of makah. So that's something that doesn't make sense. But maybe if there's a mitzvah of achila, so then it can make sense. Yeah.
But then why were they porish?
So why were they porish? Because there was me'era. There was a curse in the bread, and they knew the mitzvah would be finished by everybody else. They didn't need to be involved in this chetzer shel mitzvah, which had me'era on it. Okay, let's continue. Maiser sheni. So we discussed hektish. Maiser sheni now. Bein b'shogim b'meizel lo kiddush divrei b'meir. Maaser sheni and machlokas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir said, if you use maaser sheni, whether you do it b'shogig or b'mezid, you realize it's maaser sheni or not, the kedushin does not work. Because Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. Even though you picked it and you bring it up to Yerushalayim, it's like a carbon. It doesn't belong to you. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends. Shogeg, lo kiddish, b'meizah kiddish. B'shogeg, you cannot, you're not Mekudesh, because you didn't know it was Maaser Sheni. We'll get to that on Beis, b'meizah kiddish. But if you knew it was Maaser Sheni and used it anyway, it works. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Maaser Sheni is yours. It's Mamon Hedyot. Minani Mili, how does Rabbi Meir know that Maaser Sheni is belongs to Hashem? Amar Bachar Beid Rabbi Mishmei the Gemara. Mishmei the Gemara. V'chol Maaser Ares Mizera Ares Mipriya Eis Lashem. Right? El Maaser Sheni Ubs Lashem. Who Kodesh Lashem? End of the pasuk. Lashem who v'lo l'kadosh bo isha. So we darshin is for Hashem and not to get married with. Meaning it's not yours. Hi, Hari Trumas Maaser. What about Trumas Maaser? Meaning the Truma that's given from the Maaser Rishon of the Levi, given to the Kohen. The Siv came to Rimu Gamatem Trumas Hashem. It also has an Hashem connected to it, Vitznan, and we're going to have later on, the Mishnah says, Makadish Betruma Mikudeshes. You see, it does work if a coin uses this Truma, even though it says Lashem in the Torah. The word says, Dvok Sibbe Lashem. It only says Hashem, not Lashem. Hare Chala, the Sibbe Tinu Lashem. What about Chala? Chala also says Tinu Lashem. Vitznan Makadish Betruma Mikudeshes. And Chala is really a type of Truma, and you can get married with Chala. Dvok Sibbe Kodesh. No, it has to say Kodesh Lashem. Very shviyas tachsibe yovel hu yovel he kodesh yelachem v'tana makadosh beber shviyas mukudeshes. Again, it says there it's kodesh, and that yet you could use it beber shviyas, which we had a few days ago when the daf when the man tried to get married with a woman's beber shviyas. So looks to be lashem. Again, it doesn't say lashem there. Therefore, it's not really it is yours. Very truma tachsib kodesh yisrael lashem reishes tuasa. What about truma itself? Calls it Lashem, v'tana makadosh b'truma kudeshes. It works. The Gemara says, no, hahu b'Yisrael k'siv. That Lashem in the pasuk is not referring to truma, it's referring to B'nai Yisrael. Kodesh Yisrael Lashem, B'nai Yisrael are for Hashem. Reishis tvuaso. The first of the grain. So really, it's talking about B'nai Yisrael. It's not talking about the carbon. It's not talking about truma. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. But what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says that B'nai Yisrael are kodesh Lashem, just like the first, right, Reishis Tvuaso. So it's comparing it to Truma. It's comparing it to Truma anyway, so don't you learn from there? So Tergema Rav and Saba Kameh Derav Amakra Hu Pahava Yaso Yehei. Now the pasuk says, it is Truma, therefore it will always be Truma. It cannot be, I'm sorry, by Meiser it says who? And Dafka Meiser Sheni will always belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It will not be, belong to a person to get married with. That is the Makkah for Rabbi Meir. Meir says if you use Meiser Sheni to get married with, it does not work. Rabbi Yehuda is machalik. Period. Okay, for the next blot and a half or so, we have a little bit of discussions of Me'ila. Me'ila. Why Me'ila? Because the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, what about if you use Hektosh to get married with? Not your chelik in the carbon, like you're a Kohen, but what about Hektosh? Let's say I'm a Yisrael, and I was going to give some money to the Beis HaMikdash, and I forgot about it, or I didn't forget about it, and I used it to get married. So, Behektosh, what was the machlokas? Bemezid kiddush b'shogi lo kikish, divrei Rabbi Meir. We had opposite shitas. Rabbi Meir held bemezid, it does work, and b'shogi it does not work. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'shogi kiddush bemezid lo kikish. Rabbi Yehuda says b'shogi works, and bemezid doesn't work. Right? Opposite shitas. We will see, not today, but in the future, that there is a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, which relates to this machlokes, and that is, we know if somebody violates me'ila, if somebody uses something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is twofold. Number one, you did an avera. If you really violated me'ila, you did an avera and you have to bring a carbon, asha me'ilos. But also, the halacha is, except with one or two exceptions, the item that you used leaves kedusha. It's no longer hektish, it loses its kedusha. If you use it, so then it's nischalel. It becomes, right, nischal, from the word halal, it becomes emptied of its kedusha. That's the halacha me'ila. And they usually work together. If it didn't leave its kedusha, if it's still hektish, so then you didn't violate. Right? And therefore you wouldn't be married. So usually they work together. So we will see, that's the halacha. There's a machlokas between Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether hektish is mischalel only b'shogeg or even b'mezid. Let's say I violate me'ila b'mezid. Right, is Hektosh Mischalel, so that's a machlokas in the Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says no, and the Meir says yes. So that will relate to this machlokas. Either way, back to the Gemara. So if we look at it, we saw there are two cases that the marriage works b'shogeg. Rabbi Yehuda says, if I'm makadish with Hektosh b'shogeg, it works. Rabbi Meir said, if I'm makadish with Maaser Sheni b'shogeg, it works. So we're commenting on that now. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Shamas minei de Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. I heard two things from Rabbi Yochanan. Shigigas Maaser de Yehuda, Shigigas Hektosh Rabbi Meir. Shneim in ishim is kadeshes. In both of them, the marriage did not work. I'm sorry, I might have said it wrong. Rabbi Yehuda's b'mezid Hektosh, and Rabbi Meir's b'shogeg. Again, Rabbi Yehuda's b'shogeg meiser, and Rabbi Meir's b'shogeg hektish. Both of them, the woman is not married. Bahem. And I heard two reasons, but I don't know which reason goes with which shita. One of the reasons I heard is that the marriage doesn't work because the woman would not want. And the other one, the other shita, is that both of them would not want. I don't know who says what. I don't know which shita goes with the meiser and which shita goes with the hektish. So Amar Birmiya Nechzi Anan. Rabbi Yirmiya says, I'll tell you. Meiser, by meiser, ihi lo nicha la mishem tircha d'urcha. Meiser Sheni, she doesn't want this to get married with. Why? She has to schlep it up to Yerushalayim. Meiser Sheni, so that's why she's not happy with this marriage. Ihu, nicha la delinik li yitzma mela. He's happy because he doesn't have to schlep it up. He's getting married and he's giving away his meiser Sheni. So that the meiser is the one that she's not happy. Ela hektish travayel onichalu. But by hektish, they're both not happy. The nischal hektish al yadayu. Why? Because one of them is violating me'ila, and the other one is helping the other one violate me'ila. So it's like misayaya. So it says Rabbi Yirmiya, that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, no, ifcha mistaver. It's very possible the opposite. Milo ikala meimar, can't you say the opposite? Meiser, by meiser, they're both not happy. Ihi lo nichala mishem tircha d'urcha. She's not happy because she has to schlep it up to Yerushalayim. Ihu lo nichala mishem onta d'urcha. And he's not happy either. Why? Because of ones to urcha. What does that mean? Rashi explains, because they're not really married until she gets it up to Yerushalayim. So he's responsible for any ones that occurs on the way. And it's more probable, says Rashi, that an ones is going to happen in the woman's hands than in the man's hands. So he also is very unhappy. Had he known, he wouldn't have used Meiser Sheni. He wants to be married right now. Ella Hektish, Bishma Ihilo Nichala Dinisko Hektish Al Yada. She's not happy with Hektish because she violates Me'ila. Ella Iyu Milo Nichala Dinikni Yitzim Me'ila. But he's not a worry because he's getting married. So was there Me'ila involved, but he's getting married. So he's very happy. So therefore, you could say it just the opposite. So right, so again, we have two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. We're not sure which one explains the shogig of Hektish and which one explains the shogig of Meiser. Just two more lines. The woman is not married, fine, but does the money go out to Chulin? So Amalei, as I said before, Isha Emes Kadeshes, Mos Hechizel to Chulin. If a woman's not married, so what do you mean? The Mos, of course, didn't go to Chulin. They go together. That's the point. Because he didn't violate Me'ila and the woman's not married, that's why the money is still Hektish. What's all the halachas by a sale? Let's say you buy something, bishogeg, and you use Meiser Sheni money or Hektish money. So Amalei, Afa Mecher Lokana, by Mecher, it's also not nicknamed. It also doesn't work, just like these cases do not work. Period. Okay, tomorrow we get into some Ila discussions. Are there any exceptions to the rule of always leaving Hektish once you are Moel? So we have it on Daf Nun Daled, Daf Nun Hey. We have discussions of Mi'ila. Okay, we'll stop here.